Obamacare fine print may need a new look after a decision today by a three-judge panel in the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The judges seem to have invalidated a number of subsidies and tax credits for low-income participants in the Affordable Care Act. The question seems to boil down to whether a state has set up its own insurance exchange or has opted out and uses a federal exchange. The administration is expected to appeal the ruling to the full circuit and possibly to the Supreme Court. Todd Zwillick joins us from the Capitol. This is legalese, but it's real money.
It's real money. It's billions and billions of dollars potentially, and it's real politics. It's early, relatively early in the judicial process. You're right, John. But this decision, Washington knows, could have disastrous consequences for Obamacare. Let's step back for a second, John. Have you ever heard of like examples in history of big, bad historical consequences based on really stupid mistakes, mundane mistakes?
Your basic Washington fiasco?
We came up with an example here. Back in 1961, you know, the Bay of Pigs invasion, the famous botched invasion by the CIA and the U.S. military in Cuba. In fact, part of the reason why it was botched so badly is that they failed to account for an hour time zone difference between their base in Nicaragua when they left and Cuba when they arrived. Now, that's a dumb mistake that had disastrous consequences.
Huge fiasco for the JFK administration, that's for sure.
A big fiasco for the early JFK administration. And I only bring it up because Section 36B of the Affordable Care Act might be a very similar thing for the Obama administration. Here's why. John, Section 36B, the language, is pretty clear. It says that the subsidies, the tax subsidies that the government distributes to help people pay for their insurance under Obamacare is to be distributed through the exchanges, quote, established by the state. And that's what the statute says, and that's all well and good. But as we all know, a lot of states, 27 states, mostly led by Republican governors and Republican legislatures, decided not to set up their own exchanges. And instead, the federal government has a federal exchange. And that was part of the whole driving force behind healthcare.gov and the federal exchanges and all that stuff.
And the federal exchanges were set up as part of the regulation process. When the regs were written, the opt-out states were dealt with by federal exchanges. This D.C. panel is saying, you know, that's not in the law, guys. This is a big mess. And the judge's language in the decision today seems to indicate that they're pretty reluctant to mess things up, but it's not a good law.
Right. And they did rule 2-1 to say that these subsidies are invalid because, say what you want about what the Affordable Care Act is supposed to do, the statute says what it says. It says that the exchanges are established by the state. It's clear. There it is. You shouldn't have written it that way. You didn't intend for it to be that way, but that's what it says. Now, the Obama administration and their allies on the Hill say, look, the intent of Congress was clear. We all know that. It was never intended for there to be some kind of two-tiered system where only some states have Obamacare exchange subsidies. Other states don't. There are millions and millions of people who would be left out in the cold in that sense. We all know what the intent is. Then again, if you're a constructionist and you read the statute as it says, the language is pretty clear and there's the dispute.
Not a construction worker, a constructionist in constitutional theory. At the White House today, Josh Earnest said this will have no immediate impact on the cost of premiums for current participants in the Affordable Care Act. Is that your understanding?
Well, yeah, that's right, because this case is clearly going to have to go to the Supreme Court to be adjudicated. This, if this ruling were upheld, would basically eviscerate the heart of the Affordable Care Act. It might actually bring the law down. We're talking about $36 billion in subsidies just this year. John, of the 5.4 million people who signed up for Obamacare in this first round of enrollment that we just had earlier in the year, 87% of them get federal subsidies, and any of them who live in the states that don't have state exchanges not only wouldn't be able to get subsidies, they might actually have to pay them back if this ruling were upheld. You can see how big of a deal it might be.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on a possible important ruling by three judges in the D.C. Court of Appeals on the question of subsidies for people who are participating in Obamacare. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.